largest employer in Nash County, badly damaged by this tornado.
And the damage just goes from street to street.
We're seeing a lot of this.
It looks like a disaster area, which it is.
People's lives have been scattered.
Just the scope of this storm as it came through this afternoon.
We checked WREL. The alert was right near our house.
We are not done with our severe weather threat today, unfortunately.
We have live team coverage tonight.
And right now at 7 o'clock, we are frankly still trying to grasp the full extent of the damage from today's EF3 tornado in Nash County. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Lena Tillett. The path of destruction is clear. You see severely damaged homes, downed trees and power lines, and people left to pick up the pieces. Fortunately, at this point, no reports of serious injuries or fatalities.
Certainly a silver lining. We do have team coverage for you. We've had it all day. We continue to keep you updated throughout the night as well with live reports from the field and from right here in the studio.
We want to begin with WRAL's Ashley Rowe live for us in Nash County with some of the damage behind her. Ashley, you've been hearing some just heartbreaking stories. The image that stood out to me, Ashley, was that mom holding the baby on her belly, just sitting there in all the pieces.
I know. Yep, exactly. In some ways, they feel helpless. And then in other ways, they're just staying strong and saying, we've got to get through this together. You know, we're hearing stories that are heartbreaking. And also, we're just hearing about, I don't know what else to say other than miracles. And look no further than this home that has been damaged beyond measure. And yet, if you can believe this, three people were inside when that damage happened. All of them are okay. Here to talk about that more with me is Sarah. Sarah, your family owns this home. Tell us about what happened here today that your three employees were inside.
Three of them were inside. One of them was missed a hit badly that could have ended badly.
A chimney basically was inches from him, right?
Mm-hmm. But he had ducked into cover. And the other two I know are well. They're all good, but of course, the house is destroyed.
Oh, and walk us through the damage. It's clear to see, but you have been going through and literally picking up the pieces.
Mm-hmm. There's stuff all over the grounds. You have to go through layers of stuff on the grounds just to find something they're looking for, paperwork. The back room in the back, it has just everything is into the ground. It's a big hole. The beds are all flipped upside down. All the furniture is ruined. The walls are just, as you can see, torn apart.
Mm-hmm. The living room is mm-hmm. absolutely damaged. The bedroom is destroyed as well.
There's a tree in the back house going inside, and that's the only tree I think that's in there. So
what's next for the guys who are living here? Because you own a cemetery not far away, so they're employees of that cemetery. Where are they staying tonight?
They're staying tonight at a hotel in Rocky Mount, so they'll all be good.
And it is amazing because so you see the damage here. You live in this house over here. Mm-hmm. Just the power of Mother Nature with these tornadoes and the way that they hit, your home is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fine. Unbelievable just to hear these stories and to see the damage. Also surveying this damage is our Aaron Thomas, who is on Browntown Road. Aaron, let's go to you.
Yeah, Ashley, listen, I'm on Old Browntown, South Browntown Road, and this part of Dorchess is completely in ruin. Just taking a look behind me, you can just see the impact of this EF3 tornado. You can see how it tore through that tree line, which is why you see many of these trees that are now split. And then we'll have photojournalist John Brechter zoom in a little bit. There are some folks that are at this home. They're putting tarp on their roof. This is a residential area. There are several homes nearby, so a lot of people either had parts of their roofs torn off or a siding to their homes torn off. And this had to be scary for anybody who was at the home at the time that this storm hit. As she spoke with one neighbor, she was saying how she had someone at her home doing a paint job, and that painter had to take cover once that storm hit. And just looking all around, I mean, there's literally just split trees everywhere. You have this large power line that's torn down, which is as a result, you have these energy crews, city crews that are working to restore power to those who are still impacted. This evening, we did hear from the Rocky Mount Fire Chief as well as the city manager, also feeling the devastation by the impact of this storm. Take a listen.
Our thoughts and prayers are with all those impacted, including ourselves, and this is our livelihood, and so we are prepared to respond, and we'll continue to respond.
And another live look here in the community of Dorchess on South Browntown Road. Just looking, this road is completely impassable as you have all these tree branches and these down power lines as a result of the impact of that storm. Really have to give it up to these energy crews and city folks who are working to get things cleaned up. Of course, you may see some roads that are closed. City officials are urging people to practice some patience if you do run into that. I do want to send things over to my colleague, Shelly Jackson, who's at the Pfizer pharmaceutical plant, and we learned that a lot of that building, much of that building, has been destroyed, Shelly.
Well, Aaron, that's right. There's a lot of serious damage out here at the Pfizer plant, and most of that is in the back of the plant. We're out here in the front, so we'll show you what we can see from here. The lights are still out here in front of the plant, and they're kind of monitoring who is coming and going. Just in the last 20 minutes, all of these repair trucks pulled up. They're working to get these power lines back up and the power turned back on. You might be even able to see the fence. So there were several big trees over to the left of the side of your screen that went down and took down the fence all along. Now, we do have some video of that damage from behind the facility that we took earlier with Sky 5. It's pretty devastating. A lot of the structures are just flattened. At this point, Pfizer has released a statement just a few hours ago saying there are no injuries, no serious injuries at this time. I was talking earlier to a man who worked nearby, saw the tornado heading toward the facility, and he said he saw it rip the roof off of the facility. So pretty damaging stuff back there. Now, Pfizer is the number one pharmaceutical company in the U.S. and the top employer here in Rocky Mount. Both the FDA and Pfizer are working right now to assess the impact that this weather event could have on the nation's drug supply. We don't know exactly which drugs are made here at this plant, but Pfizer, as you may remember, makes one of the COVID vaccines and some popular arthritis medications. So there are a lot of moving pieces here, and I'm sure we'll have a lot more information coming out over the next few hours as well as days. Dan, Lena.
Wow. All right. Shelly Jackson reporting live for us outside the Pfizer plant. We saw obviously the aerial images from Sky 5 showing the extent of the damage there. Incredibly damaged at the Pfizer plant. We'll have that video for you momentarily.
The walls of that building torn down, right. The roof caved in, semi-trucks piled on top of each other in the back. Obviously, you can tell the images from the ground are heartbreaking for so many people as they rebuild their lives starting today.
The view from above, though, is just stunning. WRAL's Brian Schrader kept us updated all day from Sky 5. Take a look.
The most surprising thing from Sky 5 is how clearly you can see the miles-long path of destruction from this tornado. It first did damage here on Old Carriage Road, snapping trees in this neighborhood. Then the storm ripped through trees across Interstate 95, backing up traffic for miles in both directions. You could trace the path as it slammed through the Dorchess community, leaving a long path of homes badly damaged and some destroyed. The tornado then stormed through the northern part of Rocky Mount, tearing across Highway 301 and through the back of the Pfizer plant. The storm destroyed the back of the facility and tossed trailers around the parking lot. A powerful midsummer tornado, a rare thing in North Carolina, that left a big mark on Nash County. In Sky 5, I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Thank you, Brian. Wow. Here's another look at the damage of the Pfizer plant from above, because the extent is mostly toward the back of the building, so you can't see it from the front. But once you get back there, you see it truly went right through the back of that Pfizer building.
I think of the people working inside, right, nearby at that time. Unbelievable. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Kat, we're looking ahead till tomorrow as well, because we have more severe weather back in our forecast, if you can believe it.
We have more severe weather in the forecast tomorrow, unfortunately, so we're going to be watching that very closely. The latest word from the National Weather Service in Raleigh, an EF3 tornado confirmed in Nash County, developing near the Dorchess community. Top winds 150 miles per hour. This is one of the four strongest tornadoes that has ever hit Nash County, going all the way back to about 1900. So this is a tornado that people are going to be telling their grandkids about down the road. Unfortunately, just a memorable day in the worst way. And we're watching the rotation tracker that we saw earlier, and there's still a long ways to go, so the National Weather Service office will continue to monitor that damage even into Edgecombe County. We do have some storms that we're tracking right now around Fayetteville into Sampson County. They're no longer severe, but they're producing heavy rain. Because of this, a flash flood warning in effect until 9:15. Up to about 2.5 to 3 inches of rain has already fallen. More storms in the forecast tomorrow, a level 1 threat for the triangle, a level 2 threat in the the south, and our southern communities are under a low-wind tornado threat again tomorrow. We'll have more on this and the specific timing coming up.
Right now in the WRL Live Center, some updates from Nash County to tell you about. A shelter is opening. Well, it just opened about 10 minutes ago. On your screen, here are the details you need to know. There is a resource site at the Rocky Mount Senior Center. That's at 427 South Church Street. That's now open. The shelter location is there at the address below. That just opened as well. Both locations will be 24/7 until there's no need further. The resource site is the location you need to know for food. If you need food, water, any essential items, the shelters if you don't have a place to stay. And I am reaching out to find out if anyone has taken them up on that opportunity. As of right now, I wouldn't be surprised if we see quite a few people show up there later this evening. Again, that just opening about 10 minutes ago. Also breaking here, 7 o'clock, Edgecombe County Sheriff's Department posting some new details. Two life-threatening injuries. You see that highlighted in yellow, and one non-life-threatening injury related to the storm in red, underlined here. No deaths as of right now. This is the most updated information from Edgecombe County. We'll keep you up to date as new details come into the Live Center.
All right, Mark, thank you. We have much more coverage of the tornado damage in Nash County coming up tonight. You can count on the WRL weather team, of course, to keep you informed of all the threatening weather situations. A reminder, our team is here to alert you whenever severe weather hits. So please download the WRL Severe Weather app and don't miss an update. You'll get alerts right to your phone.
Two other headlines now. A man was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries after a shooting in Raleigh that happened on Poole Road just after 3:30 this afternoon. Part of Poole Road was shut down for more than an hour during the investigation. Right now, we're told no one is in custody and that the investigation is ongoing.
Let's go to Carowinds now. They're in the process of testing that Fury 325 roller coaster. You remember the one. A park guest spotted this big break in the support beam a little earlier this month. The park has since replaced that beam. What now? Well, they're going to be running that roller coaster a few times, more than a few, a bunch. They're going to make sure that beam is stable. Carowinds has not said when the ride could reopen, though, to the public.
All right, let's get over to WRAL's Eric Miller now, live at UNC's Keenan Stadium. We're just minutes away now from the big match between Chelsea and Wrexham, Eric.
Right, we've got tens of thousands of fans all here for this two for these two teams and this one very highly anticipated match. Coming up, we'll have a live look from the ground. Chelsea?
Yeah, the cleanup continues here in the North Old Carriage Road community. Pine trees just splintered in half in this community here. We'll show you some incredible damage coming up.
We continue to see more and more images of this EF3 tornado, the aftermath as they come into the newsroom, images of homes being hit by debris and trees, power lines down everywhere.
It is really stunning. Meteorologist Kat Campbell said winds were upward of 150 miles per hour. WRAL's Ashley Rowe continuing to follow the fallout from the storm in Nash County. So many crews got on the ground so quickly there, Ashley, to begin the process of rebuilding.
It was amazing how quickly they all got out here. You can see that there is this house with some tarp up on it. I mean, the crews that were here trying to put that on the roof, they were here within a couple of hours of the tornado hitting. So, you know, just the speedy work just goes to show you the level of community that is here, the level of urgency that everyone is feeling around here. I got to tell you, it is really warm. It's really sticky. The bugs are out here in full force. They're probably on my face right now. So my thoughts, not only with the people who are having to deal with their homes being destroyed and damaged, but also the people who are out here, you know, working for hours on end trying to help because it is so warm. They just need to stay hydrated. And I've seen quite a few of them taking some water breaks, which is great. But as you can see here, there are some folks who are finally cleaning up the downed trees. So slowly but surely, some of this damage is getting cleaned up tonight. But for a lot of the folks on this road here, this is going to be a weeks, months, years-long process, I am sure. Chelsea Donovan has also been surveying the damage in and around Nash and Edgecombe counties. We'll send it over to Chelsea.
Yeah, Ashley, what a difference a few hours makes here in the Red Oak community. When we arrived here at the Puckett home on North Old Carriage Road around 4 o'clock, you couldn't even get in the driveway because of the downed trees. And you can see within just a few hours, as you mentioned, that sense of community, folks banding together to help clean up this area after what was surely a frightening afternoon.
Absolutely unbelievable what I saw when I got here. I had no idea what to expect.
Splintered trees crisscrossed the home of the Puckets on North Old Carriage Road, a mess and damage as far as the eye can see.
We moved to this house when I was 4 years old. So, you know, that country song that says the house that built me.
Jan Duke's father was inside recovering from hip surgery when a tornado blew through. He says in less than 30 seconds, he opened his door to see damage everywhere. Trees not only on his house, but on his car.
He was okay. My dad's one of the toughest men you'll ever meet.
Neighbors banded together all afternoon in this community, ready to clean up and put the pieces back together. The Red Oak community hit hard, says Sheriff Keith Stone. Several thousand still without power, many roads still closed.
I'm urging the people to stay off of the roadways because the roadways are unsafe. You have power lines down.
The sheriff reporting only minor injuries of a handful of residents in Nash County, but has a message for those as the cleanup continues.
Most things that happen as injuries and deaths is after the storm. Stay out of areas until we can get power restored and get this area safe.
Yeah, coming back here live on North Old Carriage Road in the Red Oak community, you can see the neighborhood too still cleaning up. Obviously that carport and that car suffering immense damage here. But what's interesting is you walk across the street, walk across North Old Carriage, and it's funny, one of the neighbors said we're 100 yards away from what the neighbors experienced here, and they didn't have so much as a leaf or a twig in the yard. So you can just see the power of Mother Nature and how she works in mysterious ways. Kat, back to you.
And, you know, with the Red Cross helping folks out, the shelters opening, and then the neighbors banding together, hopefully all those that don't have their typical place to sleep tonight can find some comfort in some of those resources available. We are, unfortunately, still tracking storms. There are no showers or storms anywhere near the areas that got hit by the tornado today, which is good news. But we do have some storms in the southern part of our viewing area around Fayetteville, training over the same area. That's why there's a flash flood warning there for another hour or two, and some storms in Sampson County. We're also watching some new development to our west. We'll watch to see if it's able to move in, but things remain pretty quiet around the triangle. By 9, 10, 11 o'clock, it's a 30% chance for a shower or storm, and then after midnight, that chance begins to really drop off. As we head throughout the day tomorrow, there is going to be a small chance of a shower or storm early on, but those chances really start to fire up and increase once we get to lunchtime in the afternoon. These initial storms that develop could really pop up anywhere, and any of those storms could be severe. But the bigger concern would come after dinner tomorrow night into the evening hours. That's when we could see this more organized complex of storms try to push through the southern part of our viewing area. And with any breaks in that line and a lot of wind shear really ramping up around that time, that's the ingredient needed for thunderstorms not only to organize, but also sometimes to rotate. So the bigger concern looks like it's going to come during the evening. Meteorologist Mike Mays will look over some brand new model data this evening and tonight and let you know if we have any changes to our thoughts for severe weather, the locations, or the timing. Tomorrow is a WRAL weather alert day due to another severe weather threat. Things should begin to slow down, though, weather-wise once we get to the weekend. Friday's storm chances 20%, a 30% chance of an isolated storm Saturday and Sunday, and the heat backs off a little bit as well. You know, hopefully that opens the door this weekend for a lot of communities to come together, help their neighbors in Nash County and likely Edgecombe County as well. We're waiting for some updates from the National Weather Service there on what they've found so far.
Sounds good. Kat, thank you.
The excitement has been building for weeks around the Triangle and even farther away. Now we're just 10 minutes away from kickoff between Chelsea and Wrexham at Keenan Stadium.
What a fun event. WRL's Eric Miller joins us live from Chapel Hill. You've been mixing it up with the fun all afternoon. Eric, give us an idea how things are going.
Dan, some great energy from the fans out here. You look out behind me, you can see thousands of folks here already, and this is nothing. We're expecting more than 50,000 people here tonight. It's so many folks that the town of Chapel Hill actually had to warn people about the traffic first thing this morning. And it's not just the game. Take a look at this video. Both Chelsea and Wrexham, the two teams playing here tonight, they have fan zones set up outside with music, food, drinks, games, you name it. And all this is drawing people not only from all over the country, but all over the world. All 50 states, six countries. Some folks even making a road trip out of it. Take a listen to this.
We're from the Kansas City area, so we're coming out here, and then we're going to make a trip throughout the Southeast and just kind of do a big two-week road trip as part of a vacation for us.
Oh, awesome. So did you guys drive?
Yeah, we drove, and we're going to keep on driving around, hit Disney, and have some fun.
Driving all the way out here, and Dan, like you said, we're only a couple minutes away from kickoff. Everybody out here is so excited, so happy that this big moment, this big match is finally here.
Eric, sounds good. Thank you. I want to be in that guy's family driving to Disney afterwards. Sounds like a good time. Glad we're representing Eric. Thanks.
Next at 7, a celebration of giving today at RTI International in RTP.
To find out who will benefit from all this food as it's packed and shipped.
A big food packing party took place at RTI International in RTP today.
It's a celebration of RTI's 65 years of giving back. The nonprofit Rise Against Hunger partnered with RTI and 180 volunteers assembling 25,000 meals. It involved a lot of scooping, weighing, sealing, and boxing before it's all shipped out. The effort aims to help about 2 billion people in need.
There are millions and millions of people that wake up every day not knowing where their next meal will come from. And so this is one way for us to help address food insecurity here in the U.S. and around the globe.
An amazing effort. In August, the food will be delivered to hungry people in developing nations all around the world.
All right. Well, the Mega Millions jackpot just keeps on growing.
$720 million. Last night's winning numbers, 19, 22, 31, 37, 54 with a Mega Ball of 18. The Mega Plier was 4. The next drawing will be set for Friday night right here on WRAL. Good luck.
And thanks for making WRAL your choice for local news.
Our next newscast is 10 o'clock at Fox 50 and 11 on WRAL. Have a great night.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.